It was already getting dark when some light lighted behind the screen.
It was already getting dark when some light faded behind those green-looking trees. When you came closer, you could see a tiny shimmer of brightness deep inside the sun. While approaching the spot, you realized it was a fireplace in the middle of a big clearing. You started to get frightened, but something was pushing you nearer. There was a man standing beside a rotten cottage. He said,
"Welcome to my spirit."
Led you into the room. There was a dim candlelight burning, and two little dragons stood on the table, ready to blow your mind out of space-time. He offered you a drink and told you to relax, but he knew a giant rush of anxiety flooded your mind. Suddenly, the bigger one of the two dragons turned around and gave you a staring kiss. You started coughing, but the only noise you could hear was your cigarette lighter falling on the floor. Some time later, when the smoke had cleared, the small dragon turned to you and said, "Come with me." And he took you by the hand. Both walked through the wall on the far side of the cottage. We just weren't up there anymore. You weren't really surprised by this, but you hesitated for a moment. You followed the dragon and the clearing closed for an alley of ancient oaks, accompanied by a little brook and a stony path. After some miles, the brook began to metamorphose into a vast river, and then slowly it widened up to a big sea. The dragon pointed to the shore, where you could see a small sailing boat, and he said to you, "Welcome to your spirit. All you see is life. Take what you want. Take."
Spirit.
sin. Deep inside I caress, shadowing the closure upon my bliss. Outsiders telling me lies, sparkling rumors in disguise.
Bye.